Good afternoon. It's Deputy Assistant Commissioner Mokgotsi.
Okay.
I'm a madam.
So let's do the formalities. Commissioner Mokgotsi.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Commissioner, talk to us about this latest incident. These are minors. What is the very latest in respect of these 33 undocumented minors?
In terms of the interception that took place, we have now arrested the two Zimbabwean male nationals on facilitation of illegal movement of children across the border. The criminal cases have been opened above against both suspects, and this is in terms of the Immigration Act. The Act is very clear in terms of provisions relating to facilitation of illegal movement, especially children. So the suspects are currently undergoing the criminal justice processes, and they will appear before court. We do not have the date of the court yet, but they will be appearing. And at the same time, BMA is working closely with the South African Police Service and other law enforcement partners. We want to determine whether these suspects, you know, are linked to broader syndicates. Because, you know, if we have these interceptions regularly as we have them, then it is a problem. So the children are now immediately, they were handed over after the interception there. They were handed over to social development. This is just for further processing, you know, in terms of child protection legislation and for engagement to get more information as to their movement. Because can you imagine that four-year-old, you know, amongst all of them, 33 children in a minibus taxi, for example, you know, 33 of them. So you can see that there are just, you know, a number of laws that were broken into in that case. Yeah.
Now, Commissioner, these minors under the age of 15, generally when kids are traveling, we've taken a lot of South African groups out of the country. We understand the relevance of important documentation, the parental consent document that's normally signed at your local police station, Commissioner of Oaths. Sometimes it's declared that one of the parents need to accompany these minors. Obviously, they would require a passport, etc. What was the situation of these 33 minors? These documents, were they in any way present or not applicable and present at all?
These minors, they were undocumented. So firstly, they did not have passports to identify them. And secondly, they did not have consent letters from their parents, as they are minors. Parents, and it's both parents that are supposed to give consent if they are not able to travel with that minor. The information must be very detailed in them also providing their identification to say, my name is so-and-so, I am handing my child who is so-and-so to this driver who is so-and-so, who is permitted to transport him to this particular destination, and I have given permission. So there were no documents for the children, there were no documents for the parents, there were no consent letters, that given no affidavits, nothing. So this is a serious, so this is a challenge in terms of the movement of children, where we are not sure what is the situation is.
Now,
so in this part, yes.
Apologies, Commissioner.
Yeah, no,
now,
so,
Commissioner, would you classify this as a case of trafficking, or would a thorough investigation be required first in order to ascertain what led to this? Because certainly many listening to this incident would perhaps be asking the question, are these perhaps, is this an instance of where minors from Zimbabwe were illegally brought into the country and this is a case of trafficking? Or are we too preemptive to classify this yet as a case of trafficking?
Yes, you are correct. I mean, while the investigations are still now ongoing, it would be very premature for us to make a definite like legal classification at this stage. Let's allow the investigations to happen, but the circumstances surrounding these incidents, they raise a serious red flag in terms of the movement of children. And it's not two children. Last week we intercepted 20.
Jeez.
Yesterday it was 33, you see. So they include large numbers of minors, and with the absence of parents or legal guardians or documents, just with the involvement of, like, you know, facilitators. So this movement, like, raises various serious suspicions. But for this matter, for currently now, it's been treated at the highest level of seriousness. And then we're using a victim-centered approach that, you know, seeks to prioritize the safety and the well-being of the children, while we as law enforcement continue to pursue, you know, in terms of the criminal aspects of this particular case, because these two adults that were found with the children must be criminally charged in terms of the Immigration Act. So at this point, we are just pursuing those aspects of the case. But social development is a department that is very capable in terms of the engagement, you know, finding information from a child. You know, when you interact with a four-year-old, you need to interact with them in a particular manner. Mm. There's a way that you need to communicate with them, because you will ask them, what is your mother's name? Then probably they'll say, my mother's name is, maybe give you a one name, you know. They don't understand concepts of surnames, of addresses, of, you know. So there needs to be that continuous interaction where we'll get the details as to the movement of these children and who are the responsible parents that would do this and send away four-year-old children, you know. Last time, amongst the 20 minors that were intercepted, there was like a five-year-old or seven-year-old. Imagine in the vulnerable segment of the port of entry. So our borders, like Bay Bridge, surrounded by a bridge, by a bush. Mm. So they were found just not far from the river there, the Limpopo, the Crocodile River, infested with many crocodiles. So they were found just there, you know. Mm. So you wonder what could be going through the parents, you know, in terms of being able to just allow the kids to go without any papers, without any consent. And they find themselves in foreign, you know, areas that are not familiar to maybe their environments. And then we intercept them as law enforcement. We have to bring in social development. They bring in, you know, professionals who come, counselors, you know, they come and assist the children. They put them in a place of safety. They contact the Zimbabwean government.